This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. The Sex and Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, I know you guys can't see it from there, but I love this chair because it's got two handles on it. It's like the old captain's chairs, you know, in Star Trek. Right? I get to move the arm pieces back and forth. I probably should tighten them up, but I like them like that. Makes me feel like I'm on a Star Trek thing. They already said that. Anyway, I am Jehovah's Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So, let me get to, I can't decide whether I want to do some lighthearted stories or some more lighthearted stories, or if I want to get back to the serious stuff. What do you think, huh? The nude bike ride, I think, was hilarious. When somebody sent me that, at first I was thinking, okay, it's a joke, right? I start looking. Oh, my God. And it just it made me more nuts. So the... You know what I should do? I want to go back and do... check out my piece up there at therealside.com. And yeah, I know, kind of weird. I'm going to discuss the piece that I wrote. But this political correctness stuff drives me out of my mind. And when I say that, what I mean by that is, it is, it'd be one thing if it was, if it was just kind of a, I don't know, a tongue-in-cheek thing or most people didn't pay much attention to it, those kind of things. If that's all it was, then I wouldn't care. It wouldn't be a big deal. But it's not. People hear somebody say some of this stuff, they're so sure that whatever's on the interweb is real. And they don't realize it's not. It's not real. And you should never take it that way. So, you know, it's you've just got to pay attention. You've got to do your own homework. You've got to make sure that what you're reading, what you're talking about, what you're dealing with is true and real. Otherwise, yeah, look, you're talking to somebody who does it to himself all the time. I get crazy. I get irritated about something. I can't let it go. Because I can't. I don't let it go because I'm stubborn. I've been bit a couple times by stories you guys send me during the breaks because I don't look into them because I trust you. I guess I should know better. But my latest piece is about why I believe that political correctness killed another 50 people. We're so afraid to say anything, do anything, call someone out. We're so afraid of what we're going to be labeled. Okay? It just makes me crazy. Let me see. Always, like I said, it's always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it was Sunday morning, and I was watching the coverage. If you're on hold right now, I'll get you in a couple of minutes. Sit tight. So I'm watching the coverage. And when I got up Sunday morning, I didn't know, was not aware, what had gone down yet. Now, I know it went down, what, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, Florida time. And we, you know, and being on the West Coast, you know, probably about the time I was going to sleep. So when I got up in the morning, you know, all the stations were talking about this mass shooting, mass shooting. And I went and looked, and I'm watching what's taking place. Horrified about what I saw up there. And nobody was calling it what it was. Now, even though some of the people who had already said they heard what he was yelling, nobody would call it what it was. I don't know what we're afraid of. You hear stories about the mafia all the time. What do you hear about? The Sicilian crime boss, right? The Italian crime boss. Doesn't floor me. Doesn't make me feel bad. It is what it is. And there are Sicilian crime bosses. There are Italian crime bosses. It's just the way it works. So when I'm watching the coverage of that horrendous act carried out by a Muslim extremist, let's just call it what it is. Not all Muslims are extremists, but a Muslim extremist. And I say that because just before he committed the act, he yelled, Allahu Akbar. Right, ISIS has claimed credit for it. The FBI is in charge of a terrorist investigation, but that's still not enough for some. Yes, to draw a conclusion. Always seems like we have to wait forever. Remember when the San Bernardino shooters that whole shooting thing went down? Couldn't call that anything either. Could we? We had to wait. Matter of fact, some people were speculating that it was a right wing conservative Christian that was doing the shooting. Isn't that amazing? It's okay to speculate in that direction, but not the other. Right? We'll talk more about the killer, right after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website. Got a lot going on up there. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A gazillion and 17 things you could be doing. And I do appreciate the time you spend up there on the website. Being involved in the conversation. There's a bunch of things you can go do up there. I also want to thank Red State Talk Radio. Or I should say Red State Talk. And we're going to put some information up on the website later on, and they are now carrying the show there as well, online every day. And we have a whole new lineup over there. You should go check it out. Seriously, you should check it out. There's some pretty good people on there. Bradley Dean joins me over there, and just a good, solid cast of conservative commentators. I hate calling us talk show hosts. I feel like the next thing in line for me to do is a game show after that. You know what I'm saying? It just sounds so weird. It might be so right. It just sounds so weird. So again, I do very much, you know, appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and getting engaged as well. You know, get engaged in the conversation, whether you like what I have to say or not. Okay, so where did it go? Why do you do this to me? I think the computer hates me. So the shooter over the weekend, or as I like to refer to as the killer, now he'd been investigated and interviewed 3 times by the FBI. Many of his coworkers saw something, and they said something. They interviewed him and let him go. Why? Because there wasn't enough to hold him. Okay, that's strike one. Then his wife divorced him because he started to show extreme Islamic tendencies, as she put it. And even started getting violent. He even started getting violent with her. In an interview with the Washington Post, she said that he was not a stable person. He beat me. He would just come home and start beating me up because the laundry wasn't finished or something like that. She reported him. So now he's got these things on his record. He was again interviewed by the FBI. Still nothing. Strike two. It was interviewed again in 2014. The agent in charge said that all the interviews were non-conclusive. What does that mean? Like they couldn't, he wouldn't fess up to it? Is that what that means? I'm sorry. I know. You guys want all the freedom in the world. Yeah, you don't want anybody to hold back a gun from someone. You want all these freedoms without any guidelines. It's craziness. What are you going to do? You're going to become that person that says, I'm sorry, anybody who looks like a Muslim can't have a gun? Yeah, that's really what our founding fathers had in mind, didn't they? You've got to come up with guidelines. You have somebody that's been interviewed by the FBI, that's clear ties to... Now, he hasn't committed a quote-unquote crime, but there's clear ties to Al-Qaeda, there's clear ties to ISIS... There's violent tendencies at work with his wife in other places. Have him go to be checked a couple of times a month for 6 months before you take him off the no-buy list. And the current administration is reluctant to call these things. They don't want to single any of them out because there might be a Middle Easterner involved or a Muslim or a possible terrorist. We don't want to do that. Right? They want to be fair and equal. No, they don't. They're giving them extra equal. FBI agent Hopper stated that the shooter, I won't mention his name either, was not under surveillance or the subject of an investigation, active investigation, at the time of the shooting. Well, why not? Nothing had changed. He had many connections and ties. He had relationships with terrorism or terrorists. He was interviewed again, like I said, in 2014, one of the three I mentioned a few minutes ago. Because of his ties to an American man who was planning to drive an explosive-filled truck into the restaurant in Syria. I've got a lot of friends, don't you think? I'm sure I have one that we've talked about him driving an explosive truck into a big restaurant, right? I mean, think about it. Doesn't that give you pause for anything? The guy's name, I think it was Moner Abu. Salha. I'm not making fun of his name. I'm making fun of me being able to say his name. They attended the same mosque. They were quite friendly. No cause for alarm, right? Maybe they just had a common love for chemistry or something. I don't know. So Chief John Mina of the Orlando Police Department said, hey, it appears that he, the killer, was organized and well-prepared. How is this a simple gun issue? This wasn't a matter that he got mad and he ran out, bought a gun, and shot the place up. No. This was planned out. He knew what he was going to do. And then the president chooses to bring it up, put guns at the forefront again, because it's all about guns. It's not about hate. Not about a religious belief. Not about hate. Not about any of that stuff. Just about the gun. And he got the gun because we failed. The government failed. Really that simple. Right? No action. Absolutely none. After the incident was wife and everything. Nothing. Should we start profiling some of these people? I know, that popping sound that you just heard was a couple of liberals whose heads popped when I said profile. Look, it is too important not to. 2, 3, 4, 500 people on a plane, when you try to protect their lives, it's too important not to. Ultimately, you keep a large group of Americans safe. I don't care where they come from. I don't care what they look like, what size they are, what color. Your job is to keep Americans safe. Now, the left immediately blamed Republicans and their lack of movement on gun control, although I don't know what they're talking about. Right? That side, they still haven't, they've yet to provide one, uno. I've got five words down here in the article for the number one. Not one program that would have actually stopped these killings. I mean, God forbid we actually enforce the current laws. God forbid we put somebody like this on a watch list so he can't buy any guns until we're sure that he's okay. We lost 50 Americans due to political correctness. This crap needs to stop. Call it what it is. Okay? The two worst killings of American citizens on American soil were committed by a radical, and that was a wrong statement by me. I got to go in and fix it. It is not the worst. I bought into the argument, too, which was wrong. It is not the second worst. Talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We shall return unless the NSA shuts us down. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, you missed the healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you you do spend with me. All right, so we were talking about the, I don't want to beat it to death. I know everybody is. We're talking about the shooter from this weekend. The killer. I don't even want to call him a shooter. Call him a killer. There's a whole bunch of people down at the range that are shooters, and they're not killers. And what's irritated me, because we're back at it again with the political correctness. We can't stand just to say, hey, look, you know, this guy was a problem. This guy was an extremist. See, we can keep tacking on to it. Let's see what part of it makes you uncomfortable. The guy was sick. The guy was a religious fanatic. The guy was a Muslim. The guy was a Muslim extremist. Okay? I mean, they're all true statements. And again, I'm going to go back to, we lost 50 Americans. Think about this. I want to let it sink in. If we just enforce the current laws, okay, if he was a concern of any kind, and we put him on the no-buy list or whatever they call it, then it would have been a while before he got his hands on it. Okay? I mean, really, it's really that simple. Now, just so we're clear, there are American-loving Muslims and their families here in this country, and I thank them for their patriotism. You know, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. You guys that think that every Muslim is against us, let me tell you what. There are Catholics, Christians, Jews. They go to synagogue, they go to church 3 times a year. And they call themselves Christians, or they call themselves Catholics. I mean, the one we always have fun with is they go on Easter, they go on Christmas or Christmas Eve, right? What else? I'm missing one here. Easter, Christmas Eve, and Catholics go on Ash Wednesday. They're like you got to go those days, and they consider themselves great Catholics or great Christians. I am sure, and I've talked to a few that are that way. I am sure that there's Muslims that do the same exact thing. They go to mosque like 3 times a year. Okay? and Ramadan, I'm sure they cheat on a little bit. You know, they really pray five times a day? Well, maybe not. Okay? It's just the makeup of humans. Now, we shouldn't be afraid to do what we need to do to protect Americans. You know, for you politically correct, open-minded, open-border-loving cowards, I say, look, stop hating America. If these horrendous attacks are being done by a certain group, then yes, by all means, we should be looking at it and be more aware of what that certain group is and what they're doing. We shouldn't be afraid to do it. We shouldn't be afraid to protect ourselves. We shouldn't be afraid to do what we need to do to protect the American public. Or American citizens. Or American people. I don't care whatever you call them. The inaction is ludicrous. You know, New York Mayor, Sam's got a great name for this guy. I'll just call him DeBlamio. He stopped the whole Stop and Frisk program because it wasn't fair. It made the African-American community feel like we were picking on them. Well, it wasn't aimed at the African-American community. It was aimed at people, yes, that were driving certain kind of cars that were in certain neighborhoods that shouldn't be there at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what it was aimed at. It was aimed at known criminal types. It was aimed at known thugs. And it was profiling and made him uncomfortable. And then when crime took a sharp increase, right, when Bloomberg instituted it, or Rudy Giuliani did it, and he's known for cleaning up New York. He is known for cleaning up the streets of New York, the crime, and the whole nine yards. And he put some of these in place. Well, he put them in place. Crime takes a nosedive. City's safer, a nicer place to be in. Why does the Dem have to come in and change this? De Blasio. Why do they have to come in and change it all around? It was working. But because a Republican put it in place, we can't have it? Yeah. Yeah, Xander calls him the Blizzardio. You know, he's bizarre. Bizarrio, that's a good name for him. De Bizarrio, I like that better. I mean, bizarre way of thinking. Stop the programs that are working. Crime goes up. So if you stop doing, look at, if you stop taking your medication and your blood pressure goes through the roof, are you really dumb enough to say, well, it wasn't the pills that were doing it. We'll have to figure out what it is. Are you that dumb? Yeah, the Stop and Frisk program had nothing to do with the safety of the neighborhood. None at all. God. It seems like there's a group of people, De Blasio included, Oblamo, They're not really interested in what's worked in the past and keeping American. They're so bent on bringing a new way of looking at stuff, whether it hurts us or not, whether it works or not, has no bearing on it whatsoever. Look, I don't care what ethnicity, what religion, what size, what color, what height, what weight you are. If you give us cause for alarm, we're going to be showing up at your doorstep to make sure that all Americans are protected. Not one, all. Oh, okay, let's hit a couple more of these stories. Oh, I like this one. The great advice at graduation. And Deerfield, Mass. Hedge fund manager and school choice advocate Whitney Tilson delivered a commencement speech to a group of ninth grade boys graduating from his alma mater Friday. That's kind of getting him a bit of attention. Now, Tilson told those in attendance at the Eagle Brook School commencement last Friday that his 14-year-old daughter urged him to share his number one immutable law of the universe. She says he's been harping on this for years. Mr. Tilson takes the mic, takes the podium, and he says, okay. He said, hey, if you're a dumbass, there'll be consequences. That simple. I could say that, right? Okay, I did. Too late. But think about it. If you're going to act like an idiot, if you're going to act a fool, if you're going to act like a moron, in real life, there's going to be consequences. Goes on to say, I like it because it's memorable. I'm pretty sure the word dumb butt has never been used in any commencement address ever. Tilson told a graduating class in a speech that was later posted to YouTube. The question is it meaningful? The writer says, I think it is. Tilson used a sports analogy to point out that while scorers in most sports get the acclaim, it's the defense that wins the championships. The defense in life is making good choices, even if they're unpopular. He goes on to say, I'm talking about the blindly obvious things ranging from touching a stove to see if it's hot. I did that once, he said. Or touching an electronic fence to see if it's live. All the way up to things that can really derail or end a life. He said, before recounting a young student from Atlanta who was jailed after a night of binge drinking and his own experience in the Zimbabwe jail. Ooh. Look around at all your classmates and ponder this question. Who do you think is going to be really successful in life? Not just financially, but in every way. He said, Tilson, who serves on the board of KIPP Charter Schools and helped establish Democrats for Education Reform, an education reform and school choice group that's bucked teachers' unions typically aligned with Democrats. That's a great idea, though. Bring Democrats out. Ones that just kind of follow lockstep when it comes to education to whatever the upper echelon tell them. And get them to look at it from a different point of view. Now, as you think about this, what are the characteristics you're focusing on, he says? Is he smart? Does he work really hard and not give up easily? Does he have integrity? Is his word his bond? Is he 100% reliable? Is he well organized? Does he take care of himself and not take foolish risks? Is he a nice person? Pleasant to spend time with? Will he leave the world a better place? I know, kind of deep thoughts, right? We'll ponder them over the break as we come back and hit them on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. My producer tells me, police now think he may have had an accomplice. I don't want to use his name. I'm like everybody else. I really don't want to use his name. So I'm not going to. And so they're thinking he may have had an accomplice, and then they may make an arrest soon here. But I guess we'll find out tomorrow, won't we? Tonight or tomorrow. Anyway, as I said, I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563, and do be part of the conversation. In all sincerity, do be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, The Orlando Terrorist. I like that. Yeah, we can do that. I can live with that one. See, I lost. Now I lost track of myself. Oh, we were talking about the Orlando terrorist. Yeah. So hopefully they will. Seriously, hopefully if he has an accomplice or two or three or four, they'll get him. They'll get them all. They'll give him the electric chair and get this over with. I mean, seriously, it's time. It is so. It is so time to stop all the tomfoolery. Really, get it out of your system. Get it gone, and let's get serious about shutting this thing down. Have we lost enough lives? I mean, I say this, I don't mean harm. But if you think the president, if Mr. Obama, if one of his daughters was hurt, taken out, whatever, by a terrorist, don't you think Well, I would hope, as most fathers would, there would be swift judgment, don't you think? Anyway, back to my story. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the graduation advice. I like that. So here you go. You've got a successful person that's giving a speech, a commencement speech, and basically saying, if you're going to act stupid, if you're going to act like a moron, I mean, it'd be nice if their parents would tell them this, wouldn't it? So he went on to ask them to look around to decide who would be successful and why. What makes you believe that they're going to be successful? Are they smart? Are they financially, you know, and he said not just financially, but in every way of their lives. You know, are they smart? Are they kind? Do they know how to handle money? Yeah, Tilda explained that from his experience, the key to accomplish success in life is often determined by habits formed during school and early life. He outlined two habits. Work hard, be nice. Now, see, I fell on the second one, obviously. Now, he offered a quote from a famed investor, Warren Buffett. We all know who he is, to illustrate why positive habits are critical. He says you can transform yourself into the person you want to be, but you have to decide early because the chain of habits is too light to be felt until they are too heavy to be broken. Let me read that again. You can transform yourself into the person you want to be, but you have to decide early because the chain of habits is too light to be felt until they're too heavy to be broken. It's true. You pick up habits from watching your parents and others that you think work or get you by, and they do get you by, and they do kind of work, and you don't want to change them. You don't even know they're a problem because they're working for you for the moment. Goes on to say, all of us face setbacks in life, and that's how we handle them. That's critical. According to Yahoo News, one study measured students' IQ and also grit, and it turns out that grit was twice as important as determining life at determining life outcomes. Well, heck, if that's the case, I should be king of these United States. Being nice, on the other hand, is as simple as don't be a jerk. I agree with that. Being a jerk doesn't get anything done. People don't respond to it. Generosity, compassion, humility, focus on helping others goes a long way in life, he said. I've thrown a lot at you here, so let me be quick. Or let me quickly summarize: defense wins championships. Work hard. Be nice. If you do these things, I promise that you'll lead a long and rewarding life. It's true. We've had businesses. My wife and I have had businesses. Right? If you work hard, you're nice. You let people know you care about them. You care about the product you're selling. You care about what you're doing. You'll find that they're willing to work with you. They're willing to keep, even when you screw up big time, they're willing to stay with you. They're willing to keep working with you. Right? Otherwise, they'll dump you quick and hard. Anyway, so let me see what else I got here. You know, you guys sent me a lot during the break, or during the breaks. They got pictures of Hillary up and Bill all over the place with Yasser Arafat, with Bill and his wife, yeah, Billy, being with a murderer. I mean, the problem is that most people are too young to remember. Most of the younger ones are exactly that. They are too young to remember. So I don't know. I don't beat my brains out with this stuff. Did I do the jobs reports? We're coming up at the top of the hour. Look, no, I didn't do them last week, so I'm going to do them now. Because I think these are important. The just today alone, Lufthansa Cargo, now both here and overseas, they're going to lay off about 800 people. University of Texas is laying off people. CVS Health. Looks like 150 plus. Yeah, some of these are out of the country, so we don't really need to know about them. Yeah, it sounds kind of cold. I don't mean it the way it sounds. University of Alaska, over 200. Connecticut, the state of. Okay? They've had almost 1,000 layoffs so far, and they don't see it any soon. And what else is there? Oh, really? So Gawker Media, that's the one that Jerry, the wrestler that was a governor, he sued them, won. I don't think he should have won, but he sued them and won. Basically put them out of business, put all those people out of business. Yeah, no problem, right? Now, here's something you got to kind of connect the dots. So Dahmer Truck Company here in North America is laying off 1,200 people. Freightliner, which is an old trucking company in this country, they're laying off 600. That's almost 2,000 people total, right? And when you look at that, you say, okay, what's the big whoop? Well, here's the big whoop. Those trucks, those size trucks, the trucks that they put out there, those trucks deliver freight. They deliver cargo. They deliver to stores. Do we not need as much deliveries? Are they using trucks longer? Are they not replacing them as early? Come on, think about it. A lot of these companies are on the East Coast. It's not summertime stuff either. At least it doesn't look like it. Baltimore School District. Here's a surprise. They're laying off 171 people. That's a lot, don't you think? Talon Energy is laying off 125 people. I realize that these numbers in and of themselves don't really mean much, but here's the deal. If they're laying off that many people, Shell has announced it's going to lay off 2,200 plus people. Microsoft's looking at 500 plus layoffs. Shell's an oil company, for God's sakes. This should be a non-issue, don't you think? But the economy's better. He's going to leave us in the same shape as he showed up, I think. Hey, look, guys, speak to your loved ones. Your non-loved ones, too. But speak to your loved ones about who you're voting for and why. Right? I mean, ultimately, you got to let them know who you're voting for, why it's so important they vote the same way, how it's going to fix and change the country. Do not let them just go by with it. Do not let it fall on deaf ears. Explain to them why it's so important, why this election is so important in so many ways. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, don't do anything stupid. I want to see you back here tomorrow. Right? Oh, by the way, head up to the website. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I'll let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about. You don't even have to read it. You can throw it away. Have a great rest of the night.